Lisa Feldman Barrett's Little Brains Wire Themselves to the World, a chapter in her book 7½ Lessons About the Brain, delves into the intricate process of infant brain development. Barrett explores how the human brain, unlike that of many other animals, is born underdeveloped and relies heavily on environmental interactions to complete its wiring. This chapter emphasizes the dynamic interplay between genetic predispositions and environmental stimuli, challenging the traditional dichotomy of nature versus nurture. By examining specific examples, Barrett illustrates how a baby's brain is sculpted by its surroundings, including the critical role played by caregivers. The unique developmental trajectory of human infants. Many animals are born with brains that are ready to function almost immediately. For instance, a newborn garter snake can slither, and a foal can walk within hours of birth. In stark contrast, human infants are born with brains that are far from fully functional. A newborn human cannot control its limbs or even hold up its head. This prolonged period of helplessness is because human brains are born significantly underdeveloped. Barrett explains that this underdevelopment is advantageous because it allows the brain to be shaped extensively by environmental experiences post-birth. This adaptability ensures that human brains can develop the complex skills needed for survival in diverse environments. Genes and environment, an inseparable duo. The traditional nature versus nurture debate suggests a clear division between genetic inheritance and environmental influence. However, Barrett argues that this distinction is simplistic and fundamentally flawed. She explains that genes and the environment are like dancers in a deeply intertwined tango, constantly influencing each other. For example, the development of the brain areas responsible for vision requires genetic instructions and visual stimuli from the environment. If an infant's eyes are not exposed to light, the neural pathways for vision will not develop properly. Similarly, the shape of an infant's ears and the sounds they hear also influence how their brain processes auditory information. These examples illustrate that genes provide the potential for development, but the environment is crucial for realizing that potential. The role of caregivers in shaping the brain. Caregivers play a pivotal role in the brain development of infants. Barrett emphasizes that the physical and social environment caregivers provide is essential for proper brain wiring. When caregivers cradle a newborn and present their faces at just the right distance, they help the baby's brain learn to recognize faces. This seemingly simple interaction involves complex neural processes that are critical for social development. Additionally, when caregivers expose infants to various objects and engage them in activities, they are training the infant's visual and motor systems. For example, holding a toy dog in front of a baby and looking back and forth between the toy and the baby helps the infant's brain learn to focus attention and recognize important objects in its environment. These interactions are not just nurturing, they are literally shaping the neural connections in the infant's brain. Tuning and pruning. The processes of neural development. Barrett describes two key processes in brain development, tuning and pruning. Tuning refers to the strengthening of neural connections that are frequently used, making them more efficient. This process can be likened to a tree's branches becoming bushier and stronger. On the other hand, pruning involves the elimination of unused neural connections. This is similar to a gardener trimming away dead or unnecessary branches to allow the tree to grow more healthily. These processes are driven by the infant's interactions with its environment. For instance, when caregivers consistently respond to a baby's cries, they help the baby's brain strengthen communication and emotional regulation connections. Conversely, if certain connections are not used, such as those related to hearing specific language sounds, they are pruned away, making the brain more efficient and limiting its ability to recognize those sounds in the future. Tuning and pruning are continuous processes that occur throughout life, allowing the brain to adapt to new experiences and environments. Body budgeting, learning to regulate bodily needs. One of the most critical aspects of an infant's development is learning to manage its body budget, regulating bodily needs such as hunger, sleep, and temperature. At birth, infants rely entirely on their caregivers to regulate these needs. Caregivers feed them, soothe them to sleep, and keep them warm. These actions help the baby's brain maintain a stable internal environment, which is crucial for survival and healthy development. Over time, as the infant's brain develops, it begins to take over these regulatory functions. A well-regulated body budget allows the infant to learn and explore more effectively, as it is not constantly preoccupied with unmet bodily needs. Barrett explains that effective caregiving helps the infant's brain develop the neural circuits necessary for self-regulation. For example, by consistently responding to a baby's hunger cues, caregivers help the baby learn to recognize and respond to its own hunger signals, eventually allowing it to self-regulate its eating habits. The importance of shared attention in learning. Barrett highlights the concept of shared attention as a crucial element in brain development. Shared attention occurs when caregivers and infants focus on the same object or event, creating a shared experience. This process helps infants learn what is important in their environment. For example, when a caregiver points to a toy and says, "Look at the doggy," while looking at the toy themselves, they guide the infant's attention to the toy. This helps the infant learn to associate the word doggy with the object and understand its significance. Shared attention also helps infants learn to follow social cues and develop communication skills. Through repeated interactions involving shared attention, the infant's brain tunes its neural connections to prioritize and respond to social and environmental stimuli that are important for survival and social interaction. Sensory integration, developing a cohesive perception of the world. As discussed by Barrett, sensory integration is another critical aspect of brain development. Sensory integration refers to the brain's ability to combine information from different senses to create a cohesive perception of the world. For example, when an infant sees their caregiver's face, hears their voice, and feels their touch simultaneously, their brain integrates these sensory inputs to form a unified experience of their caregiver. This integration is essential for developing complex skills such as recognizing faces, interpreting emotions, and navigating the physical environment. Sensory integration begins at birth and continues to develop through repeated sensory experiences. Barrett explains that infants initially rely on simpler sensory cues, such as the smell of their caregiver, but gradually learn to integrate more complex combinations of sensory inputs. This process is crucial for developing a coherent understanding of the world and forming secure attachments to caregivers. The role of social and physical environments in brain development. Barrett emphasizes that both social and physical environments play a significant role in brain development. The social environment, particularly interactions with caregivers, provides essential stimuli for brain wiring. These interactions teach infants how to focus attention, recognize important objects and people, and regulate their emotions and bodily needs. The physical environment also provides crucial inputs, such as visual and auditory stimuli, that shape neural connections. For example, exposing infants to a variety of objects and environments helps their brains develop the ability to recognize and respond to different visual and spatial cues. Together, the social and physical environments create a rich tapestry of experiences that guide the tuning and pruning processes in the brain, leading to the development of complex skills and abilities. Conclusion. In Little Brains Wire Themselves to the World, Lisa Feldman Barrett provides a comprehensive overview of the intricate processes involved in brain development. She challenges the simplistic nature versus nurture debate and highlights the dynamic interplay between genetic predispositions and environmental influences. Through examples of caregiver interactions, body budgeting, shared attention, and sensory integration, Barrett illustrates how the infant brain is sculpted by its environment. This chapter underscores the importance of a nurturing and stimulating environment for healthy brain development and provides valuable insights into the remarkable adaptability of the human brain.